By the King. A proclamation declaring the undoubted right of our sovereign Lord King James to the crown of the realms of England, France, and Ireland. For as much as it hath pleased Almighty God to call to his mercy out of this transitory life our sovereign lady, the high and mighty prince, Elizabeth, late Queen of England, France, and Ireland, by whose death and dissolution the imperial crown of these realms aforesaid are now absolutely, wholly, and solely come to the high and mighty prince, James the Sixth, King of Scotland, who is lineally and lawfully descended from the body of Margaret, daughter to the high and renowned prince, Henry the Seventh, King of England, France, and Ireland, his great-grandfather, the said Lady Margaret, being lawfully begotten of the body of Elizabeth, daughter to King Edward the Fourth, by which happy conjunction both the houses of York and Lancaster were united to the joy unspeakable of this kingdom, formerly rent and torn by the long dissension of bloody and civil wars. The same Lady Margaret being also the eldest sister of Henry the Eighth, of famous memory, King of England, as aforesaid. We, therefore, the lords spiritual and temporal of this realm, being here assembled, united, and assisted with those of her late Majesty's Privy Council, and with great numbers of other principal gentlemen of quality in the kingdom, with the Lord Mayor, aldermen, and citizens of London, and a multitude of other good subjects and commons of this realm, thirsting now after nothing so much as to make it known to all persons who it is that by law, by lineal succession, and undoubted right, is now become the only sovereign lord and king of these imperial crowns, to the intent that by virtue of his power, wisdom, and godly courage, all things may be provided for and executed, which may prevent or resist either foreign attempts or popular disorder, tending to the breach of the present peace, or to the prejudice of his Majesty's future quiet, do now hereby, with one full voice and consent of tongue and heart, publish and proclaim that the high and mighty prince, James the Sixth, King of Scotland, is now, by the death of our late sovereign Queen of England of famous memory, become also our only lawful, lineal, and rightful liege lord, James the First, King of England, France, and Ireland, defender of the faith, to whom, as to our only just prince, adorned, besides his undoubted right, with all the rarest gifts of mind and body, to the infinite comfort of all his people and subjects that shall live under him, we do acknowledge all faith and constant obedience, with all hearty and humble affections, both during our natural lives for ourselves and in behalf of our posterity. Hereby protesting and denouncing to all persons whatsoever that in this just and lawful act of ours we are resolved by the favour of God's holy assistance, and in the zeal of our own conscience, warranted by certain knowledge of his manifest and undoubted right, as hath been said before, to maintain and uphold his Majesty's person and estate, as our only undoubted sovereign lord and king, with the sacrifice of our lives, lands, goods, friends and adherents, against all power, force or practice, that shall go about by word or deed to interrupt, contradict or impugn his just claims, his entry into this kingdom, or any part thereof at his good pleasure, or disobey such royal directions as shall come from him. To all which we are resolved only to yield ourselves until the last drop of our bloods be spent for his service. Hereby willing and commanding in the name of our sovereign lord James the First, King of all the foresaid kingdoms, all the late lieutenants, deputy lieutenants, sheriffs, justices, and all mayors, bailiffs, constables, headboroughs, and all other officers and ministers whatsoever, that they be aiding and assisting from time to time in all things that are or shall be necessary for the preventing, resisting, and suppressing of any disorderly assemblies or other unlawful act or attempt, either in word or deed, against the public peace of the realm, or any way prejudicial to the right, honour, state or person of our only undoubted and dear Lord and Sovereign that now is, James the First, King of all the said kingdoms, as they will avoid the peril of his Majesty's heavy indignation and their own utter ruin and confusion. Beseeching God to bless his Majesty and his royal posterity with long and happy years to reign over us. God save King James.